Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday afternoon, 3 o'clock here on the East Coast. Welcome once again to Muscle Sport Radio. I am your host, publisher, Muscle Sport Magazine. That's this one right here, fellas. Joe Pietro joining you as always. And of course, our Instagram live feed right here on the camera. You cannot see if you're watching this on YouTube, and that also means that you missed it live. So make sure you check us out every Monday live, 3 to 4 p.m. East Coast. And oh, look at that. Our camera fell. You have a question. Well, it's not ask me anything, but you know what? I don't have a problem with you asking a question. So go ahead. Shoot. Whatever makes your fucking boat float. Hoogard Claws. If you want to ask a question, go ahead. But I wore this shirt especially for my buddy, young David Cosgrove. Did I hear about Jason Genova's alleged car crash? No, I spoke to him yesterday, early part of the day. Hey, Michelle, what's up? Michelle Jupe joining us. I spoke to David. I spoke to Jason Sunday, yesterday, and I did not hear about anything since then. Oh my God, it's been forever. Yes, I'm so glad you're joining us today, Jupes. Young Jupes. Big Boss Caramello Kleba, doctor. What's up, Klebs? He said someone took a baseball bat to his car. Well, that's not a car accident. That looks like a criminal mischief to his car. What did they spray paint it also? Because that's what you see sometimes. Could be a lie, though. I have no idea. This is the first I'm hearing of it. And I don't know. If he puts it out there, I'll talk about it. But I would never talk about something like that. Joe, I'm no gonna join you today. Take care. Why? Because I wore the Greg and Joe shirt. Here, look at that. Cosgrove, I did it. And that's for you. Big D in the house. How the fuck are you, Dallas Quarles? I see you had a nice argument with that fucking jerk off. What's that guy's name? Sally something on fucking YouTube. That exactly a car accident? That's not an accident. That's done on purpose over there. It's purpose that shit was done. Yes, but of course, I do not want to talk shit about Jason's troubles. Greg Montino is the face of MSM. Are you still on that fucking? Yes, Sally. See you next week. What are you going to come in here and fucking just drop a fucking load and leave? I feel like a jilted fucking Tuesday night date, you little fucking cheese dick, you. You're a cheese dick, Cosgrove. That means you got no hair on your balls. Why this dude so defensive? He crashed into somebody and then that happened. You're talking about Jason again. I don't know. Two African-Americans stole Genova's truck. You believe this shit? You got a fucking phone I can use? I love smashing your trolls. Please do. Ronin. I love that Ronin. Cosgrove is a cheese dick. That means he's fucking just a mere infant in my eyes. A Tuesday night date. You ever have those, Jupe? You, I know you ain't got a Tuesday. You're a fucking Saturday night chick. Look at you. You ain't gonna fucking be a Tuesday. Tuesday night is like the ones that you, the girl that you met at the bar 3 weeks ago and you haven't had a chance to fucking drop a load in her yet. Crystal is in the house. Hi, Crystal. Did you get my email, young Crystal? You are a Saturday night chick, without a doubt. I heard that you brought took a bat to his headlights. Don't shoot. Fuck you. Aw, that hurt your little feelings? Here, let me get that blue blankie for you, baby blue blankie. I am here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. I was going to talk about Phil Heath, but what happened more fun with this fucking stuff? What's up, Wildfire? I want to break your channel up already. I want to get it going. Aw, I'm sorry, Cosgrove. Don't let it fucking be the last thing you ever hear from this. You will never see me again. I shall never trade here again. The shoe bro is taking the path to Jason Strolls. Comerica, you asshole. I don't think I did get any email. I'll check. Oh, please, come on. I want to get the – was it a message on that fucking Insta shit there? I want to get your videos going. David, you little Nancy. He's a Nancy, not even a fancy Nancy. He's a fucking faggot Nancy. He wears dirty panties, not even good ones that you could jerk off to. Dave Comerica in the house with his new video. I thought you already left. When you leave, you just leave, okay? You don't have to ask for permission. Now go to your room without supper. And I took your fucking National Geographics out that you had hidden under your fucking mattress. You can't even jerk off to them. Stephen Clinton joined. Any relation to the Hillary chick? Like, that's the first time that fucking guy ever heard that. You can blow me next week, Cosgrove. You got his email. It's from tittylover69@dago.net. I love my Instagram feed. Can you believe Valentino fucking hated this fucking part of the show? Can you fucking believe this shit? Two Valentinos hated this fucking Instagram feed. You believe this shit? You got a flip phone I can use. Come on, Mason. That was a good one. You got to give me credit. Are these guys trolls? Who cares? They're here. We love them all. Quarles got that one. Bumblefoot, I know you know some of these movie lines that me and fucking Mason go on there. I know you know some of them. Because I think you've been in on a few of them, too. This is the best part. Of course it is. Listen to you, old fat fucks. I'll take the specs off you and shove them up your arse. You 5'8" failed. 15 now. That was down to 13. How did we drop two in a row? That must have been those fake accounts. I'm not a troll. I'm 5'5". Fucking Cosgrove doesn't like me because I'm 5'9", and he thinks I'm 5'8". David's from Scotland, so he's allowed to say arse. Shuey, I saw Shuey joined. I guess that's a whole area because like British guys say that. I'm 6'2", you Sally. Yes, Bumblefoot's big, dude. Joe, get rid of him, please. Shuey, I can't. Nobody gets banned from this fucking thing. Real Joe Cairo, hey, that's my fucking CFO. What's up, kid? Oh, I got to send you the fucking invoice for this week. I forgot. Did my issue come out yet? No, it is at the digital company. I don't have a fucking designer anymore. I have a whole company that does. They did the tablecloth that you guys seen. Joe's from the old country, New Jersey. There's a bunch of homos from Jersey. What do I think about Rammy's 330 pounds pick? Rammy is an off-season Sando winner. He will never win it in September, though. He looks great, but that's not Olympia winner material. King the Gym, Matt Howard's new name. Everybody, please go and subscribe to Matt Howard's YouTube channel, and I believe his daughters have their own also now. Matt was taking films of his daughters. They're adorable little girls, by the way. My girl is 21 now. I remember when she was little like your kids, man. Adorable. Cosgrove is just tall enough so his mouth meets my cock while he's standing. Fat fuck. I'm going to Scotland in 2 weeks. Shuey, take Cosgrove by the nostrils and just fucking walk him around town like that. You ain't got shit on Greg. What do I want on Greg? What do I got? Dirt on him? You want me to say dirt? Yes. Greg made love to a fucking a mannequin one time. What the fuck? I'm not British, remember. No, but you live in Britland. England. Just reading as I'm talking. Steve will get slapped. Dude, Chewy is a fucking big motherfucker, man. I wouldn't fuck with him. I'll meet you in Glasgow. Glass cow. A mannequin. Yes, Greg Valentino. And it was a male mannequin, too, so he's a fag dummy fucker. Slap the shit out of you. See, that's how you know he's just a mere boy. Little kids have to, I'll hit you so hard, your fucking kids will feel it. We have two channels. They are doing two videos. That is great. Go subscribe to them. You gotta DM me the kids one so I can make sure I subscribe it to. I love to meet you too, Joe. Why? So you can fight me? You gonna call me out? Pajuta Good pre-contest is Pajuta Good every time. Gabagool. It's gabagool. Ah, you might as well. You might as well be British, Sally. Yo, what's up, Tom Mills one? Let's talk about some bodybuilding. Yeah. Okay, I'd run up over your 5'8 blown up fat steroid frame. Oh, wow. So he admits that I look good because I'm on juice. Is that what you're saying? I'll take it as a compliment, you little homo. You can leave my ball smacking off your ass. Okay, I'm going to talk about bodybuilding for just a moment or two. All right, Michelle? What's up, man? Stella Jock. Is that the guy that I emailed you? Is that the one with the fucking the t-shirts? I love that fucking logo, man. You're going to come all over Cosgrove. Coming on, Cosgrove. All right, let's talk about Phil Heath. He has this new fucking thing out. I only found out about it because I was actually watching where is fucking Strength Addicts? Where is fucking Duke? I watched Duke's new show, and buy one, goddammit. I just followed Jupiter like a creep. There you go. It's called Chasing Arnold. It's on, what is this fucking thing called? It's an app called Collide. You know, I like to give Phil Heath shit when it's deserved. I think this is fucking genius what this guy's doing. It is a paid live stream service, and he's doing, I think, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And he's filming. Some of them are like an hour long. Some of them are like very short. But you can contact him, and he live streams these workouts, and then you see him in his home and stuff like that. I think it's fucking genius. It's a great fucking marketing tool, and it's a great right, there you go, fucking Bumble. You know what I'm talking about. Collide, Boulder Shoulders, or Miss Olympia, June live stream, June 22nd live stream recap, mind-blowing chest routine by Mr. O, Chasing Arnold episode 2, leg day, that's an hour and change. Mr. Olympia back attack and steroids. And what are steroids? Also, why? Because they're great. They make your dick hard, bro, when you're fucking 49 and 7/8 like I am. Phil Heath, it's called Chasing Arnold. The people are like, he'll never be Arnold. Dope. He's talking about the number of Sandows Arnold fucking won. That's what he's talking about. He's already tied him. He's got 6 in a row, and then Arnold took off 5 years and then won in 1980, which some people don't think he won. But either way, he was given the Sandow. Age matter only? No. You get big when you're younger, but then you're not going to be able to have kids possibly. If you don't give a shit, then take them now if you're a young kid like Cosgrove. So fucking he's chasing Arnold. He means 20 to 30 is a year. Of course they're using because it fucking makes you big and you work out like an animal. And you get horny and shit like that. Oh, Elena, Pink Princess Barbie. She has some beautiful new posts up in Instagram. I like them. I wrote hashtag hot on one. I think hottie or hot. I forget exactly, but it had something to do with the word hot. Pink Princess Barbie. Just seeing that name. Hi, Elena. Just seeing her name makes me feel all funny down there. Ooh, that was that fucking stupid movie. Pink's hot. Yes, she is. Speaking of Pink, where's fucking Crazy Hawk? Pink shirt. And Comerica wants one too. I got two pink shirts up now. Phil is going to win every damn year until I get there. There you go, fucking Matt. But I think this is a fucking great move by Phil Heath. He's showing people a little some of the behind the scenes inside stuff. And he's going right to the source. He's making money himself. He doesn't have to go through any fucking as far as I know, he's still with Flex. But I heard he was not with Ultimate Nutrition anymore. So he's going right to his demo without having to go through any middlemen. And I haven't checked any of them out yet. I think they have like a free a trial thing you could do. But honestly, like I said, I'm not a big Phil Heath fan, so I don't want to even watch it because then I'm probably going to be like, oh, this is fucking horrible. And I don't want to do that because I'm giving him fucking kudos for doing it and on its own now. And I've seen his little like Instagram quick things where he says, hey, I'm going live on Collide soon and stuff. So he sounds like he's trying to endear himself to the fans. But like you see some of his posts on Instagram and there's like 2,000 comments and he doesn't respond to anybody on it. Now, is that because he wants them to buy the Collide content and he doesn't want to respond for free on Instagram? So I don't know, but I like to respond to people. You must buy my response. He's arrogant. Who's my favorite? Some of my favorite top guys. I love Sean Roden. Big fucking fan of Sean Roden. He's so arrogant, but he's a smart dude. He's very smart. He's arrogant, but I got to give him a little fucking leeway with that. You're 6-time straight Mr. Olympia. You earn the right to be a little arrogant. Do you, all bodybuilders, do only one muscle team? I guess you mean muscle part. I'm not a bodybuilder, so I can't answer that. Not a Heath fan, but he's the best right now. Of course, man. Not being a dick, he just rubs me the wrong way. He rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but you can't take that away from his physique. I mean, he's not being judged on his character when he's up there. He's damn good. A lot of the champion bout making pain even talk to them. Yeah, but you know what? He should at least respond to some of the quick things on Instagram and say, hey, you know, if you watch the Collide thing, I really go in depth on this, but and give you a little tease, a little taste, a little free preview. You know, like when you're jerking off to the fucking Playboy channel, they show you the free preview and then, you know, on the hotel, like, and then you got to order up the fucking, you know, the pay-per-view, the fuck movies. They give you a little 5 or 10, you know, 10-second blurb. I never do just one body part a day at the gym. Well, Crystal's a bodybuilder. Now, I like to do one body part, and then I do a lot of small body parts with it. But that's just me. I do two body parts. Dick tease. It is, but that's why they have it there. So you spend $9.95 and then your boss sees, what the fuck is this? Thea Renee, hey, there's Crazy Hawk's fucking partner. I don't jerk off the hotel porno, only Fox News. With the broads they have on Fox News, it's like porn. I work as a bouncer. As you know, Joe, I have to deal with fucktards 4 nights a week, and this is my escape after the weekend. And then you get jerk-offs like fucking Cosgrove on here. Back alone and legs alone. Everything else, I team up. Yeah, legs, it's usually, you know, that's usually kind of knocks the shit out of you. And back, too. If you do back right, I'm kind of lazy on both now. So you're taxing your body. Something fierce. But I do buys and tries together. And I like doing the other stuff alone. And then I do calves, forearms, traps, and abs. And all of those every day. Just four sets. I'm so overbouncing, though. Getting too old to deal with fucktards. Hey, hey, Thea Renee. Hey, Fierce, you fruit. Where is Fierce, Get Fierce on here? We're trying to get him in the magazine and get him on Muscle Sport TV. Get him on. I can usually be finished done, whacked off from me in the 30-second porn trailers. And that's just me. Save a lot of money that way, Quarles. Who used to call the sex phone when you were fucking younger, back in the 80s and 90s? I used to bounce. Not really bounce, I wouldn't say, but it was like fucking security. And did some big clubs and things like that and Howard Stern events and shit like that. It was suit and tie shit. And fucking, yeah, we had to fucking sometimes fucking yank fuckers out of there. It gets old. This douchebag 2 Chainz, he's some kind of rap dude. I don't know who the fuck this fuck nuts is, but I had the metal detector wand and I fucking hit his fucking chains. He had this. Because he was being a dick. And I was in charge. He wasn't. He can suck my asshole. And somebody goes to me, you know who that was you just did that to? And I said, I don't know. And I don't give a fuck. He was some fucking douchebag. That's 2 Chainz. He's a famous rapper. I said, even more so. I'm glad I did it now. Did I do the Stern birthday parties? Yes, I did in the late 90s. And I used to do stuff at K-Rock, too, in the studio as well. Excellent. A lot of fucking fun, those things. We used to make girls show us their tits. Show me your tits and maybe I'll get you backstage where Howard is. And guess what? Fucking Ronnie, the limo driver, had already probably had Howard tucked in the bed. We all wanted to be Dalton. That movie was great. 2 Chainz, you'll be late to your own funeral. he's on some commercial now. And I'm like, that's the guy I fucked with at that. It was like some fucking opening event where they had a bunch of, it was actually like a Android big opening event in Midtown Manhattan, right by fucking Penn. And they had all these acts that were playing there. Fittest Politician, Putin back in the day, obviously Arnold excluded. Yeah. How about Anthony Weiner? He actually isn't in bad shape for a fucking little, a little fucking skinny fucking Jay. he had abs. Not in bad shape for a fucking guy. I would have banged that Huma. That Huma was pretty hot. What did she see in him? I don't know. That I don't know. Maybe his abs. Where were the Jackie years? Did you meet Artie? I've never met. There weren't the Jackie years. I never met Artie, but I did. We did. Greg and I did interview him on our old radio show. Yes, that's the pedo, Anthony Weiner. We did interview Artie Lang on our radio show. Not in person, obviously. He was a phoner. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Yeah, he's in pretty good shape. How about fucking Elizabeth Warren? I know fucking Mason brought her up a couple of weeks ago with my Jets remark that he had a tape of me. Paul Ryan. He looks like a fucking doll, that guy. Like a bad fucking, like one of the G.I. Joes that got like fucking melted or some shit and they still sold it like in the dollar store. You are a fucking loser. Is that for me, Mark Ball? Oh, you're that fucking same douchebag that was fucking balling. You're Greg fucking Nuthugger. Keep coming on. We love you. Michelle Obama. Aerobic in the morning and muscles at night. I guess you're trying to like do that fasted cardio. You should see the ass on Lizzie Warren, high and tight. How much would you need to be paid to actually bang her? And could you maintain an adequate erection to put on a scumbag and then come? Fucking Weiner, Skinners. I have to deal with those pricks at work. Real joy. I also did a security gig with One Direction. I actually found them to be funny young chaps. I thought they were kind of cool. And my daughter and her friends were like so jealous. This was a couple of years back. And they were, I'm like, yeah, I'm with One Direction. I'm texting her. Oh my God. I bang her for the health insurance. The Obamacare. We're going to let it implode. But yes, the bouncing, that type of stuff, it gets annoying. But you can shake people down. Like people go, I got to get in there. I got to do something. Give me 20 bucks. I'll let you go in there for 5 minutes. There are cool between 10 and 16 seconds. Where's Ball again? I think that's Cosgrove's fucking fake account. He probably bounces between one account. Because last time, Ball started the show and Cosgrove came on. And then today, Cosgrove said, I got to go. And then all of a sudden, Ball came up and was giving me shit. Back to work. I'll catch the rest on YouTube. David, thank you, sir. I do like your new video. I enjoy it very much so. Muscle Sport TV, American Muscle Superhero Strong. Definitely check it out. Workout Partners. Who was the hottest Backstreet Boy in person? I never met those guys. The One Direction, but I don't know who's who. I know Harry's the kid with the long hair. He's in that movie Dunkirk now. They said he did a good job in it. It's about World War II, a fucking subject that I'm fascinated with. I would love to see that movie. Not for Harry, for the historical nature of it. So what do you guys think about Phil Heath? Most of you guys were agreeing with me. Most of you guys were agreeing with me that it was a good business decision. I think he really has a he should play that hated Mr. Olympia up a little bit more. I think that would help him. Harry is a piece of ass. Would you grab him by the hair and put it in him as he barks like a little doggy? Yes, they were actually pretty funny young men. They were fucking with each other. Your guy, with the British accent. I was fucking laughing. We had to like follow them and like circle around them so nobody could jump them and shit. Get them to the parking lot for get in the car. Probably not the same guy. They just take turns. One on Instagram or the other blows him. There you go, Crystal. I definitely agree with that. I would not want to be privy to that other than the words from your mouth. I'm not gay. Why would I do that? Piece of ass who smells like grass. Question, does Cosgrove suck for a living or is that just a hobby? Well, Cosgrove or Ball, whichever one you want to answer from today. But yes, Phil Heath doing that show I think is a good move for him. I think what he's doing is he knows leading up to the Olympia, there's not a lot of stuff surrounding this show. Is Dallas Dice. Dice, like clay? What's up, MSN? Hey, the mic, the hawk, the crazy hawk kid with the pink fucking shirts. Yes. I forget the question now. I see I'm all fucked up, bro. I didn't even fucking drink this weekend. I had like three fucking bottles of beers. Hiding in plain sight, bro. But yes, Phil Heath, he's got to drum up something. So I think that's why he was throwing shade at fucking at Kai, saying just sign the – and I love it because I think he's right. Yeah, I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with fucking Phil Heath twice in one program. Bada-bing! Clay, baby. Yes, I love Andrew Dice Clay. From my old part of town, Brooklyn. He's from Sheepshead Bay, though. I was from Bensonhurst. I lived near Sheepshead Bay at one time, and I did work out at Jack LaLanne in Sheepshead Bay. Did you drink any pussy or ass juice this weekend? No. My dick did, but my face didn't. I wanted to. Long story. I don't like to talk dirty on the show. She wanted the fucking vibrator instead of the mouth. I'm like, come on, let me do both. But whatever. I did get my jollies off. Not gross at all. It's loaded with BCAA. Not at all. I would bottle it and drink. If she, it's almost like the, you know, when wives do the tit milk for the baby, they bottle it. I'd let her bottle the fucking piss, pussy juice, ass juice, fucking diarrhea juice. I would drink it like, here, look at that. Oh, look at that. Beautiful. It's like that fucking apple cider vinegar. It's good for you. Clay is a gosh damn legend. Yes, I believe he is. I do like it. Gonna go holler at me when the Scottish guy is gone. Yes, where is that fucking young man? Later, Stella. Why I love you, Joe. Thank you, Crazy Hawk. I love you too. Crazy Hawk is a funny fuck. Bottle it. Yes. Fucking foot dust. Crystal, do you ever get requests for foot dust? Get it right in there. Cycles in the 70s. What did they use in your opinion? Deca and Diana Ball a lot. And regular testosterone, of course. They had a good look back then. They used very little juice. And they only juiced before a contest, believe it or not. A lot of these pros. Most guys, they really juice heavily in the off season now to put on the massive size. Back then, they would just eat a lot in the off season. And then they would fucking juice the showtime. MSM going to put pics of Steve from his – of course, it's already fucking – that didn't get laid out yet, but it's in. Most – did you guys see – I put a couple of the swatches up there. I put the Sports Den and the guy, Sister Nino. A lot of requests for used socks and used panties. Yes, so she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Foot dust, bag it, bottle it, just put it in the mail. And if you send the socks, you got to send them in a Ziploc so it maintains the aroma and any wetness in them. I have to go hit the gym, so love you all, guys. Oh, sure. Mr. Big, fucking Muscle Tech fucking sponsored athlete over there, Matt fucking Howard. Yeah, forget the little guys. I'm fucking with you, bro. Go fucking kill it, motherfucker. I love you. I'll talk to you later there, Matt. Me and Matt Howard exchange DMs all day long. I got that thing already addressed for you, Matt. You may send some to my PO. Yes, me too. Comerica had to go back to work. I always Ziploc them before mailing. There you go. Where do you sell that, though? Because I know on eBay, but you can't say they're used like you have, or you can't say they're dirty. That's what it was. I've done some research. I'm doing a thesis on this. Foot dust for sale, a thesis by Joe Pietaro. Love you all. Howie, I love you, Matt Howard. I'll see you later. Crystal, how's it going? She's doing great. She's sending Ziploc fucking dirty panties out there. I will have to remember that when I send my jerk-off sock to my wife. Is that your current wife? Japan has vending machines that use panties in them. Are you shitting me? That's fucking great. Honey, we're going to Japan next. I get private messages and emails. Oh, okay. What do you charge for a fucking pair of socks? Just asking. I should send them, sell my things to fucking gay guys. Hey, Cosgrove, how much you want to give me for my socks? Hey, I'll sell you my used fucking Under Armour shoes. You fucking faggot. You fucking, you fornoike, miserabilis vachim. You find all kinds of shit in Japan. I know, but they're so fucked up, but they blur out the cock and pussy in their fucking porno. What is that all about? They got people eating shit, but they blur out a cock. $20, but free for you. Oh, my God. I'll tip you $40 for them. $20 for socks. Panties got to be $50 then. And I guess if they're like fucking, what's that fucking, that nice catalog one that I used to jerk off to the catalogs there. Victoria there. They're like 100. No wonder why Japan got bombed. No, that's good, bro. We should take the bomb back after learning that. Sorry, guys. Just fucking with you. Imagine that. You bombed a vending machine that had fucking used panties and socks in it, you dopey fuck, with the fucking big boy and who was that, fat boy, whatever they had, they called the bomb. That would be politically incorrect nowadays, right? I think they weren't called like fat boy or something, or big boy. Protect and Lift joined. Here you go. Here he is in the house. What's up, Matt? Don't fuck with the police. I would never, because they would fuck with me, and they would have every right to, because I'm a skell. I'm a doit bag. Anybody that fucks with cops just deserves to get wood shampooed. MSN, follow me back someday since you follow my girlfriend already. I follow you, crazy hawk. What are you kidding me? I fucking repost half your posts, too. If I don't follow you, you're kidding me. Oh, Cosgrove is back. He signed out of the other account. Wank. He's a wanker, a fucking wanker. I like that word. Which one of the 101 gender options are you, Joe? I am a purple penguin. I think my wife said there was some article they were going to have. Give me another week or two. We're going to start advertising, hopefully, again. Yeah, come on, bro. My prices might go up in a week or two. You better hurry up. No, I'm just kidding, bro. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready, dude. Oh, shit, it's Cosgrove. Joe follows me, but no, are you kidding me? I thought I followed you on both accounts, dude. I will have to fix that. I apologize. I could have sworn I followed you. Dallas thought there was only 62. What, fucking genders? Now, what is the third gender? I'd like to know. Is it like a hermaphrodite? Right? I mean, that's the only other option I could think where you really can't say which one you are, but you really kind of dress as one, so that's the one you should fucking pick. There was some douchebag fucking one of these jerk-off fucking millennial cunts that refused to put a sex down on the birth certificate of her child. Joe, do a flex-off with Crystal. I would lose in a heartbeat, but I'd get a hard-on. Cosgrove's calling me a prick. Thank you, son. You never got beaten as a fucking child, did you? Because my kid ever acted like you, I would fuck him up from fucking pillar to post. Would love a flex off, only if we're naked. A nude flex off at the Gator Bar at the Orleans fucking Olympia Eve. The Gator Lounge. Butch is an option in one state. What the fuck is that? That is the Guy Dyke of the pair. She's a butch lesbian. That's the one that doesn't fuck. I get in trouble, though. Imagine that. Jerk off publisher gets arrested for being naked in the hotel in the fucking public area. Crystal and Thea should do a guest posing MSM booth. We don't have an MSM booth at the Olympia. We have an MSM hotel room. Me and Comerica Muscle, it's the Love Shack. It's also a honeymoon suite. I am going to fucking hit that kid in the ass so hard. He's going to fucking, he's going to think he's vice president. He's going to get so much sex off of me. Where is he? He fucking went back to work. He's going to be, oh, he's going to have fucking cum dripping out of his fucking ears, that kid. I'm bringing the handcuffs with me. I'll hold an MSM banner at the Alligator Bar. I'll fucking hold it. You're the attraction. I'll cover my nose with it if it's big enough. I might have to get the one that's behind the green screen one. It's like 10 feet long. That might just do the trick. So Cosgrove, what do you think? I'm actually wearing something that says Greg on it. I'm just curious. You thought I was going to erase everything and go, who's Greg? Who's Greg? Aren't the boots the Olympia crazy expensive? I know at the Arnold you can get one for like $2,000 or $3,000, but you get like shitty location for it. I'm not sure about the Olympia. Probably similar money, only because it's in Vegas. It's different. You're a failure. I guess you mean failure, but I'll take it as a typo. Not that you thought the word really was failure. Brazil, I love Brazil. Every girl in Brazil could shit in my mouth. This place is going to be fucked when I leave. It already is fucked. It's a fucking joke. This is a disaster, man. This is a fucking crazy, crazy, crazy place. We have fun. You can't even spell failure. You fucked. I trained to failure. Still say we need to take an MSM family group photo. Yes, of course, dude. I want to get as many photos with you guys. If we can get most of us in one photo, it'd be even great. Greater, even better. I mean, I'm trying to read again. He's from Scotland. He old man pulls his kilt up and smashes his back doors to pieces in the valley. Wow. You seem to know a little fucking more about that than the average guy. I need people like you. No, dude, you know what I need? I need people like my wife that lets me fuck her. That's what I need. And Comerica. Because I won't be with my wife that weekend, so I'm going to fucking – he's going to be my fucking blow-up doll. Brazil, Sao Paulo, the most beautiful butts in the world. You need people like me to point your fucking fingers and say – why does he always break everything up? Greg, you – Cosgrove, you love so Greg so much, I tell you, tattoo his name on your dick. But I can't fit all the G's. That's the bad guy. Why do you love Greg so much, though, Cosgrove? You said he made you be in shape. Is that why you feel like you owe him so much? Need more sexy females and pogs. Sexy females is the world. It means the world to me. My life's blood. Sexy muscle females makes the world go round. He has finer details. Like what? What does he have that I don't have? Just, you know, riddle me that, Batman. He jacks off to his armpits. He got me in shape. No, you got yourself in shape, you fucking dunce. Okay? Watching some fucking guy's video doesn't make you in shape. You got to want to fucking do it. That's the most gayest fucking thing. It's like saying, oh my God, you know, this guy, he made me fucking make $1 million because I want to fucking work because I watched this guy have a job. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You want to work and earn the fucking money. Muscle pogs are taking over the game. He has Cosgrove's cock in his mouth. He got me in shape. If you can't inspire yourself or fucking strange chicks, because you're a young guy, so you can do that still, you're not married, fucking girls like one a day, every night, if that's not inspiration enough, then I don't know what to tell you, my friend. I would fuck all yous up. I look better than all. But then why do you fucking have a private page, Cosgrove? If you look so good, you would be, you know, out there. Everybody would get to see you. You sent me one picture of a flabby fucking arm. It looked like my grandmother's arm. My grandmother had that little rigot. She had like the rigot. Joey taught me how to say yours correctly. Joe knows. Yeah, I know. You got fucking grandma fucking, you know, my Gindaloon grandmother's arms. They looked like they were fucking... It was like cottage cheese, dude. That wasn't fucking 25-year-old kid's arms. Like a fat 14-year-old kid's arms. The kid, you know when the fat kids get that black fucking shit when they sweat, that like dots? Come on, dude. 25. You know what I looked like when I was 20 fucking 5, bro? Holy fuck. Flex your calves. I should, right, Crazy Hawk? Look. Let me see. I'll get the better one up. Let me get it in the other camera, too. I'll do a pose off for Cosgrove. Cosgrove, you're 25 years old, and nobody knows what you look like. When I was 25, I used to go to fucking hedonism and walk around naked. with a fucking six pack and a mullet. And trust me, I got fucking laid. Nice shorts. You like them? That's N1. Didn't Luttrell Sprewell have that? Careful off. Even got some veins there. Yeah, I got a little bit. I got a little bit. And that was on the soft thing. If I was on something hard, look at those Gindaloon calves. Yeah. I may not have a lot, but I got decent calves. I had some old lady tell me I got sexy legs in the fucking store one time. I felt so fucking happy. And she was old, too. And it was fucking, it was adorable. Your calves are catching up to me, Joe. Crazy Hawk, you got good calves. You do those fucking mountains and shit like that, bro. I got calves because I worked them out every fucking day. When I was younger, I didn't have calves. I started training when I was 14. I probably had like normal skinny kid legs because I was like a skinny kid. And I read in Muscle and Fitness, which was the magazine back then, a 6-day routine. And it was 6 days you did fucking abs, forearms, and calves every day. And I've still been doing that. And I'll be 50 this month. And I've added traps the last year to that. Joe, you are training hard like Crazy Hawk and Thea Renee. Thank you, but they train a lot harder than me. If I was on something hard, that's what she said. Call me Calfzilla. Crazy Hawk does have good calves. I did see him in his photographs on the Insta. Yes, calves are something that if you don't train enough, you are always going to say, I can't get, no matter what I do, my calves don't grow. But I don't want to fucking repeat myself. I said that on the show before or on one of those videos or something. You guys know the deal. You don't train it often enough. You got a fucking lagging body part. Don't just train it once or twice a week. Hit that motherfucker 4 times a week. Thank you, Pink Princess. Same here. Calves, abs, and forearms every day. Just 4 sets of each. I got to carry ice up the stairs as a boy. Remember that in fucking Paradise Alley? Stallone was in that movie with the ice carry. That the movie was a wrestler, right? I think he was like one of those fucking like backyard wrestling things, like basement mafia things. But yes, Cosgrove, I have the best calves program in the game. Then you must shoot it to me, Crazy Hawk, or sell it. Don't give it away. My calves program is just fucking wash, rinse, repeat. That's what I do. Different fucking machine every day, 4 sets, 12 to 15 reps, and fucking make them count. Don't put too much weight on it and fucking do half reps. Fucking put it down 20 or 30 pounds and fucking stick that cocksucker up all the way and fucking hold it on the bottom too. I attest to that, Crazy Hawk. Calves 3 times a week. Thea Renee, go and subscribe. Follow Thea Renee and Crazy Hawk, of course. And fucking check out her photos. Just fantastic looking stuff. I am putting Thea through it for her prep. When's your show, Thea? Thea Renee. She's got an amazing fucking physique. She had some fucking pictures on there from on stage and stuff. You're going to look so much better because you're going to be fucking bigger and then you're going to diet down. Because obviously you know how to fucking prep because you were fucking ripped in those pictures. I do calves twice a month. Oh, man. Twice a month. I know you're a jokester. He's being the funnies, guys. Good stuff. Chris Cleveland. Hey, what's up, kid? How the fuck are you, bro? We're having a little fun here. Of course, this is Muscle Sport Radio for Magazine. $32 a year, free shipping in the United States. Go to MuscleSportMag.com/subscribe. And we'll be right back after this message from Ringgold Extra Dry. Who likes Bob Murphy, Mets broadcaster? He's passed away many years now. Ringgold Extra Dry, Shelly Fit Mama. Hey, Mama. Good man, doing well. You're killing it. I like it. We like to have fun on this show, bro. We like to fucking interact with the fucking dudes on the fucking and the girls, like Thea Renee and Crystal, of course, and Pink Princess. I pretty much train calves 6 times a week with all my running. Yeah, man, that's going to do it. But when you want to hit them in the gym, because you do all of that running, you got to fucking hit some weight on that. And I don't need to tell you. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because your body weight, running and walking and standing and stuff, you got to really fucking put those calves through isolation fucking stuff. Did you see the post Justin Conte made recently about his health issues and his pick? I did see that, Crystal. And he is not training, I think, if I read it correctly, for the rest of the year. I mean, not only competing, I'm talking about training. I interviewed Compton a few months back for Gregory James's magazine. And, I mean, this was obviously before he made that decision, but no hint of said issues at the time. I mean, it's probably like February, I'm thinking. Yeah, he looked small. So usually when I see shit like that, when it comes to pro bodybuilders, I put two and two together, and I think it's something to do with the fucking juice. You guys remember Fedorov, the Russian guy? He competed the last couple of years, and he was a monster. If you go back to 2009, he was like this, and before that, he was huge. He was an up-and-coming guy, and all of a sudden, boom, he got sick from the juice, and he had to stop doing everything. And then he got back on, and the last couple of years, I know he did a few shows, he looked fucking huge. I don't know exactly what happened to Compton. Like I said, I kind of briefly saw it. I think it was a post. I was on RX or something, and I did see the photo, and I was like, ooh, that usually means that no, that wasn't that amazing. The only guy in the next 2 years who will beat Phil Heath. Oh, if he gets sick from the fucking juice, man, he's got to take months off. That's going to set him back a while. But he definitely, you know, where he was at, he can get back to that point. But he was looking good. I mean, at the Olympia last year. I was looking for photos last night from last year's Olympia for an article that I'm just finished writing for the next issue. And I'm flipping through all of them, and I saw a fucking Compton. He looked, you know, it's kind of smooth there, though. Everyone go follow Joe's personal page. Thank you, my friend. At Joe underscore Pietero. What did the Jews do to Compton? No, it was the blacks. What did the blacks do to Compton? That neighborhood. Perforated bowel and now needing holy shit, really? Now, do you think that has anything to do with the fucking juice fucking up his organs like that, or the GH, Crystal? Because I don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating on here. They did everything to him. Kidneys are fucked. Well, if his kidneys are fucked, that's usually juice related. Jews fucking up the Olympia. Joe Ito is Jewish. He created the Olympia. Got to give him credit where it's due, man. Growth, possibly. Yeah, you know what? I always think of Mujo, a prejudice against Justin Compton. In this day and age, you believe this shit, Mason? You got to help me out, Hendry. I can't think of anything bodybuilding-wise that would tear the intestines. Remember, like, what's his name? Brock Lesnar had that diverticulitis, and he had something with the intestines like that. And I always thought something was up because that guy was a massive fucking juice monkey. And in the UFC, I mean, that's why he left, I think, the second time he came back, because they were going to do testing. So he was obvious. I mean, you don't need to tell you that. You guys can look at him and tell. But I always thought that something fucked him up with the juice, and that's why he got that diverticulitis thing. And his intestines exploded, and then he got the infections. They had to take out a lot of his intestine. Kidneys are no joke. If that's the story, yeah, well, you know, he can come back for it. Except for the money. They're great with money. Guineas are too, though, bro. I'll give a Jew a run for his money on fucking cheapness, man. I will spend anything on my wife and children. But when it comes to myself, I don't spend money on myself. I'll spend money on the business, but not my own shit. Can you tell with his shirt? Swatting super heavy too, type L, puts a lot of pressure on the intestines. Ooh, that just sounds bad. Jews are great lawyers, ask OJ. Yeah, they did. They got away with Moida. Got away with Moida. Yes, that I did see that Compton. See that, because he was one of those guys that you want to see every year at the Olympia and then just maybe jump up one placing every time until he finally cracks into that fucking – into the pose down, then top three when somebody like Dexter bows out finally. Cupcake, crazy. He had a black and a Kardashian lawyer. Yeah, that Kardashian, man, he must be turning over in his grave. What the fuck's going on with those fucking girls? Wonder if Ilias is going to the Olympia. He's spending so much time chatting over the weekend via DM. I love that Ilias. I call him my husband. Because we're and I'm the sloppy party bottom. He's bigger than me, so I'm the girl. Like, if he was my cellmate in jail, I'd be the bitch. I could fucking odds. I can have it in pigtails and wigs and makeup. I'm still wearing the same shoes I bought back in 87. Dude, I don't know if I am. That's only because the style has changed and I don't wear shit like that anymore. But I got some stuff that it probably goes back to late 80s, early 90s in my drawer. Thank you. My terrible. Oh, it's not that bad. You look like a something to in Scottish, like Scottish lingo. SC. Gonna go work out at Iron Addicts weekend. Who's Cat? He's cool, Cat. Hey, let's do the commercials. I don't want to get in trouble. CT. Gonna be there. Oh yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, I want to go see him at his booth. I had a nice fucking conversation chat with him at the Arnold. He'll love that fucking guy. Hey, check it out. Listen to this.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The sponsor for Muscle Sport Media. Hey, guys, you got to go to Iron Mag Labs. They have fucking great sales all the time. You can get fucking Andro hardware. You can get fucking all your IML products. They got fucking great fucking pre-workout. Fucking awesome fucking ultra male penis pills. Ultra male. We got that's the ones that we're going to start really promoting on this fucking program. And make sure you go to IronMagLabs.com right now and check these boys out. Have a good one, guys. Time to get back to work saving puppies and shit. Oh, that's what you do? You're a dog? You work for animal control or something? That's nice. If my wife did that for a living, she'd come home every day with a fucking other dog. I'd be fucking screaming. See you at the gym later. You guys are cute. Joe, when and where can I catch you next? I live in Maine, but I'm from New York. I plan a vacation, make a trip out of it. I'm in Long Island, so I don't know where in New York you're going to fucking be around. But we could fucking figure something out, dude. DM me. I'll take a case of the cock and balls pills. Yes, the fucking the dick pills. I know where will you be doing your next show? Like this kind of show? This is. I'll DM it to you, bro. I don't want all the groupies breaking down the door. Before and after pick of the results of the pills with the cock. I guess if you fucking take dick pills. I still love Goliath Labs Ejaculoid, but Ultra Male is the Iron Mag Labs version of it. But since Goliath Labs is having a change of personnel, they had stopped advertising. Yes, we will talk, Bumblefoot. Stopped advertising for the time being. We're going to see if they come back eventually. So I'm not going to give them a free one, but I'll just say I still like this shit. When you go to Florida, Joe, we can do ecstasy with Big C and Jupiter at Disney World. I would love to go to Florida. I got to make a Florida trip. Hey, Miller Motivation. What's up there, Mill? How the fuck are you, bro? I would love to go to Florida. I want to hang out with fucking Jason, of course, Caleb, and of course, Jupe. The Jupe. I want to hang out with the Misfits. And I won't break Jason's car. Which car? Because he has two cars. I have to see. Now I have to look into that. We'll get Johnny fucking Bravo to do a fucking investigative reports. Johnny Bravo is fucking great. You got his fucking – that kid's got some fucking editing chops with videos, man. I am so fucking jealous of him. He can even make Greg's videos look fucking good. Well, let me back that up. Try. Oh, where's Cosgrove now when you fucking need him? Oh, he didn't just say that, did he? Johnny Bravo is awesome. I love Johnny. Another column in this new upcoming issue. Pete Kenny. What's up, Kenny? Shots fired. No, it's not shots fired. It's actually a shots fired to Cosgrove. I actually am breaking Cosgrove's balls more than Greg's. I'm having fun. That was just a joke. But I know I wanted to get under fucking the young boy's skin. Under the young boy. I don't need to tell you. Just look at some of the stuff that's on my channel from him. I don't need to tell you. You can see the quality. Want to get my cock over 10 inches. 9.5 right now. The shit's going to be over 1/2 inch. Cosgrove's vacuum style sucking will bring it up 1/2 inch. Sure. Oh, come on. You got to know that. You got to know it's just a joke. I got to break balls. Cosgrove, he probably is switching accounts. He comes up as something.boll, like ball. We got about 2.5 to go in this show. Fellas, make sure you join me on Thursday when you ask me anything. Me? Who the fuck am I? I don't know who the fuck am I. I probably don't even know what to fucking say when you ask me questions. 90 seconds. Thank you, Rosie. But we want to – hey, there you go, Cosgrove. Did you hear my knock? Oh, my God. You're going to have to do a fucking – oh, look what he said. I'm going to have to go tell them my inspiration. I want to see what you look like, because if he inspired you to get in shape and you look like shit, then that holds no water, bro. It's like a fucking fish tank with a big crack in the front. And you put duct tape on it, and it's still leaking, you fucking jerk. Cosgrove, I love you. We're going to be doing fucking DMs later saying we had a blast. Cosgrove is searching midget tranny porn. Don't knock it till you try it there, Quarles. Bumblefoot. Uncle Charlie. Hey, we're having a great show on Thursday. You're going to ask me whatever you want. Cosgrove is more than he can ask me any questions about the relationships that I had with people that worked here before. You watching Game of Thrones? That's all right. I heard that was a good show. I didn't watch it, but I heard it's a good show. So you're forgiven. Let's talk about Cosgrove versus Dallas on Thursday. That would be a good one. I pick Bumblefoot. He looks like a fucking maniac, bro. If anybody looks like Charles Manson, I don't fuck with them. It's always a chance that they have a fucking whole group of fucking people. Bye, Joe. Love you. Love you too, Kazi. Kazi, guys, Thursdays, of course. Mondays, of course. That's see, I started that earlier, I think, because it didn't cut me off of this yet. But yes, and then we will be implementing in August the Wednesday show. Charles, he does look like Manson, doesn't he, Crystal? Dude, don't fuck with Dallas. Fucking Dallas. His name is Dallas. He's from New York, but he lives in Maine. Odin H. That's like fucking Norse god type of shit, man. The fucking Thor thing. But unfortunately, we have a minute and 35 seconds left in this hour live show that we do every Monday here on Instagram Live, Blog Talk Radio for your audio guys, and YouTube for the fucking archives. I already made a graphic for this one. I was so excited to talk about this Phil Heath thing that I actually made my thumbnail for it already. So I'm going to try to get this show up, and I'm actually going to do a video while I have all the lights on. And my shirt, I'm going to do a video about I was hoping somebody would take a guess. Take gear and get huge and fuck sluts. There you go. That's the whole fucking world. I'm going to do a thing about Colin Kaepernick. Yes, the Colin Kaepernick. I had the pleasure of interviewing him back in 2013, I guess it was. And I have an opinion about him and why – his latest thing was the dumbest thing he could have done when you're a quarterback in this league looking for a job. And I'm not talking about the whole – I'm talking about when he went to Ghana and made some stupid statements. Again, heels of saying he's not going to be controversial and political. I'm all over the fucking place. Could be peeking in Cosgrove's living room window right now. It's calls coming from inside Cosgrove's house. You see, it's like a fucking guy wearing fucking – black fucking, you know, garter belts and shit. Yeah, I'm here. Dudes, we're out. I will see you guys and gals. What's Kai's issue? We're going to be out. Told me AMA on Thursday. Later. In a dream, dragon, please leave me here. Oh.